WPHN.
And now, more Paul Miller on Information 1380 WPHN.
.839 now here on WPHM. It is Friday morning. Beautiful day out there, too. A little on the cool side, but it'll warm up to about 60 today. More details in the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. The 12th annual Michigan Celebrate Small Business event is coming up next month. They honor 50 companies in Michigan to watch. One of them is right here in Port Huron. It's the PJ Wallbank Springs Company, and Chris Wallbank is here to receive our congratulations. Chris, congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Appreciate it.
Mary Gilbert is in. She heads up the HR department, too.
Yep. Right?
Okay. Well, when did you find out about this award?
Well, we applied roughly about a month ago.
Okay.
And it was a pretty rigorous process. There was it took a month. There was a lot of people that I think are interested in applying for the award, because it's a pretty prestigious award. And we're really excited to be part of one of the awardees.
Absolutely. So, I mean, what are some of the things, I mean, without going down the whole checklist, because as you said, it's a pretty exhaustive process, but what are some of the things that they want to look at in deciding if you're one of the 50 companies to watch?
Sure. I think some of the key factors that went into it, one is our growth, what's happened over the last year, and frankly, what's happening going forward, the impact we're having on the community, our culture that we have at our company. They're really looking, I think the purpose of the award is really to showcase success of the area, and frankly, the success of Michigan as a state.
Yeah, I mean, an award like this, obviously it's good for your company, but it's good for Port Huron, it's good for St. Clair County, and it's good for Michigan as well, isn't it?
And we're big believers in that.
Right.
We're very proud of the fact that, yeah, we're creating over our growth over the next couple of years is going to create, you know, roughly 60, 70 jobs. But that's just at our company, you know, and we're excited for the businesses around us as well to benefit from that. And that's something we're really, really happy about.
All right, let's talk a little bit about your company. For people not familiar with what PJ Wallbank is, it's a spring company, obviously an automotive related, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. So we got our start 35 years ago. This is actually our 35th anniversary, 1982. My dad moved from Ontario to start to specifically specialize in the products we make today, which are, they're called clutch return spring packs. They're used in automatic transmissions. So we really supply them all over the world. We export about 40% of our products, and actually 25% of our total sales are shipped to China. So one of every four parts we're making in our shop is going over to China.
The opposite of what most people think happens, right?
We're trying to fight that trade war independently, but it's taken a lot of hard work, and frankly, it's a function of the team members we have and locally.
And certainly, the economy took a huge downturn a few years ago. That had to have had a major impact on your operation too, right?
I think everyone was in a tough spot at that time, Paul, but. You know, it was the companies that emerged from that really the companies that were able to emerge from that are that much stronger today because of that.
Right.
And we're happy to have done that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So Mary, how are you keeping up with all this expansion? The HR department's about going crazy these days.
It's exciting though. I mean, like Chris said, you know, we grow our people. We've got a great team, and we're looking for people that want to be a part of that. And it's not for everybody. I mean, we're family-oriented companies, so some people, you know, like the bigger organizations, but with us, you have a chance to develop, you have a chance to grow. So, you know, we have a couple positions out there just from a production standpoint on how you can grow with us, maintenance, operators, all the way through technical development. We work locally with the colleges to develop engineers and then we have the professional side that we're searching for right now. So pretty jam-packed, but a lot of fun, too. So it's not, you know, time goes really fast, but it's exciting. So you're not drained.
It's a fast-paced environment.
Yeah.
Does it drive you crazy when you hear people say, there's no jobs in St. Clair County? Oh, there's nothing going on in Port Huron. There's no jobs. Nobody's hiring. And you guys are like, hey, we need people over here.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot. I mean, if people check us out, you know, we have everything listed on our website. Right now, they can even apply for production through our website. So, or give us a call. You know, we're there. Get your resume over to us. We're looking for engineers, human resource support. Give us a call.
You mentioned working with the college, too. That's, I think, a really important component, not just for your company, but a lot of companies across Michigan, across the country. That's really, I mean, as the workforce is changing, people got to change with the times, and they can. I think a lot of people don't know how to go about it, but there are programs available, aren't there?
There are. St. Clair County Community College does a great job. We partner more with the engineering, the Applied Tech Center, because that's more the, you know, the mechanical, the technical side. But they have a lot of great internships. Like I said, primarily for us, it's more the technical. But there's a lot of, you know, chances there for people to get that training and then go to work with a lot of the companies in the area, especially with us. And we encourage that. We work with the robotic teams. We sponsor a couple of teams in the area, one in Marysville, the Junior Vibots, and then two in Port Huron. They just had a competition last weekend, and they're learning the technology that, you know, they're working with right now in high school. We work with RESA, you know, to get the kids looking at, you know, what there is in manufacturing. You know, it used to be you didn't encourage kids to go into that, but there's so much opportunity in manufacturing today.
Yeah.
So they don't have to go away to school. They can go right here and come to work for us.
Yeah, it's a real legitimate career. I mean, there's some serious career opportunity there. I would strongly argue, and of course I'm biased, but I strongly argue beating out a lot of four-year options, four-year university options. Because that there's a lot of saturation in that area, and there's a lot of opportunity for some of the technical trades for
opportunity for growth too. And you can start at one level, and you can work your way up into management. You can work your way up to a lot of different things, can't you?
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. We actually have four individuals right now came through. You know, started as operators. Some went into maintenance. Two of them right now are one's working in maintenance. One still is working as an operator, but they're going to SC4 to go for engineering. So we're working with them. They're going to start into a technical development program that's listed on our site, and they're going to be learning engineering the textbook and then being able to apply it.
That's outstanding.
Yeah,
that's
fantastic. Really cool.
Well, this is why PJ Walbrink is one of the 50 companies to watch in Michigan. There's a big awards ceremony next month, right? Is that what goes on there?
Yeah, well, I'm not I'll find out, I think. I'm not too sure, yeah. But yeah, it's happening on May 4th. I think it's an opportunity to network with other top companies in Michigan, other top growing companies in Michigan. So looking forward to that. But yeah, as far as what happens, Paul, we'll find out. All TBD. Right. Looking forward to it.
Well, have fun. I mean, you guys obviously you've earned this. Continued growth and success. We look forward to hearing more of those announcements of growth at PJ Walbrink. Sounds like things are going really well.
Thanks so much.
All right, thanks for coming. Appreciate it. Chris Walbrink and Mary Gilbert with us on WPHM. It's 8:47 now.